This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Julia Jacobs. It won't be inaccurate to say that so far this year, dance has stamped a larger footprint on our stages. Just this past weekend, dance featured quite prominently in Deepak's festival, and some of you might have actually seen the photos posted on our Bigger Picture Facebook page. But this weekend, on Saturday and Sunday, in KLPAC's Black Box, a full-length dance performance choreographed by Jason Yap and Silver Yee is going to be performed, and they are both right here in the studio with me. Welcome, the both of you. How are you today?
Good morning.
All right, it's lovely to have you here. So, reading the press material, you have expressed that this dance is inspired by Stephen King and William Faulkner, two very American writers. And I'm not sure that they've written anything that approximates dance, but how were they the inspiration for this?
Well, it all started out with, I think there was this principle behind writing in general, and these two writers, they didn't coin this terms, but they were, I guess, advocates of this principle. So there's this saying, William Faulkner, for example, says that in writing, you must kill your darlings, you know, and I think as most people understand that writing itself is not the easiest thing to do. We basically took the inspiration from that very, very normal, very basic sort of principle that in order for us to produce things for the greater good, you know, for the bigger picture, a lot of precious little items in between have to be removed, just like writing. So writing can be done, you know, quite self-indulgently for yourself, but if it doesn't, you know, serve the purpose for the reader, it doesn't work, you know, and that basically is how we use this as sort of as inspiration. Yeah.
So we both agree that it applies to dance too. We choreograph it, but we need to think of the audience. So we need to choose, we need to really decide. We need to kill our ideas, which we think is amazing and fabulous, but no, it actually not. So we have discussion. We need to go through all this process.
Okay, so it's almost an act of not trying to be so self-indulgent and just keeping the characters. It's funny, I don't know if you guys are fans of Game of Thrones, but I mean, that's just premiered and we all know how everyone gets killed off there.
Yeah, every episode, isn't it? Yeah.
So who gets killed in the dance or the dance choreography as it is?
Well, we basically divided the whole, I think it's a 1 hour play or 1 hour dance into a couple of sub-themes. We're trying to depict a choreography that doesn't kill pretty much characters, but basically things that characters have to go through, things that, you know, social norms, you know, social issues they will have to go through. A very solid example is we talked about ambition, you know, I think everybody goes through this, you know, an ambition, dream, and a child's dream, a child's ambition can have a lot of weight, but, you know, we will never know what somebody is going to turn out to be in the future. And a lot of things, very, very often do we always put a block on somebody's dream before they can actually realize it, you know, and this is one of the things that we talk about killing, you know, and destroying, removing, you know, the consolidation of someone's dream and ambition, yeah? So
so quite metaphorical as well.
Yeah, very metaphorical in a way. Some other things that we talked about.
Because in our principle, just like we say just now, we kill your darlings, it means that in any creative process, we need to kill our ego. But back to the act of killing itself, it actually, most of the time, we kill because of our ego. We kill because we have ego, so we kill somebody else's dreams, somebody else, we kill the love, we kill all those things, like, we kill a mosquito because it annoys me. I have an ego, because, so that's why what we explore behind this kill your darlings is all those egos, and it can be, like he said, is ambition, or love, relationship, there is a lot of ego going elsewhere.
I think one of the key points about what we're trying to do is that although talking about daily act of killing, why we say daily act is because a lot of people are quite unaware of it. You know, we subconsciously, unconsciously, you know, remove things from their place of preference. You know, we beat down somebody's dreams. We talk about how we break up with somebody and that person's unable to love again, you know, and all these little things that we don't realize that we actually do. We kill them. We were actually removing things. We're actually killing people and their ability to maybe consolidate or build any further relationships in the future. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's what we're trying to say, basically. You know, in this play, in this dance. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes simple things are just being dismissive of somebody's aspirations, for example.
Yeah,
you know, that's also killing their dream. Who knows?
Exactly.
Right?
Yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah.
So this is pretty much what you're exploring in the dance. This whole concept of metaphorical killings.
Yes.
Okay. So, but I mean, often what becomes difficult for a non-dancing audience is the vocabulary, especially when the audience is made aware or is given an inkling of the idea or theme or concept of the dance, but at the same time still struggles to see the connection, you know, between the movements used in the dance and the idea that is being expressed or to be expressed. So, for instance, will we as the audience understand the dance vocabulary used to express the act of killing in Kill Your Darlings?
Before we start to choreograph something, we have to discuss what is this main theme and concept. So the concept is our very, very firm base, so that when we develop our movement or develop any choreograph, we need to make sure it fits our idea.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it fits our idea, at the same time, it should be readable. You can read it.
Understandable, yes.
Yeah, understandable, yeah. So that we will try to cooperate how the form and the content to be as close as possible. Yeah, to be a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
It should not be separate. The form is the form and the content is the content. Then it's not match.
Yeah.
Yeah, we try to make it together.
Yeah, because essentially you're using the metaphor of dance to portray the metaphor of the act of killing. So
exactly.
There's a lot of metaphors going on. So it's quite a difficult.
Yeah, and there are a lot of layers. As you know, when we create dance, especially, I think, and in dance essentially is a form of movement. But in this choreography, what we're really trying to do is also add in a very strong sort of narrative behind everything that we're doing. So when you see us coming on stage and doing a certain movement, most of the time, basically, and hopefully all the time. There is a very, very clear sort of narrative behind that, you know. And when I say narrative, it doesn't mean we're talking about a storyline, like a script, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a purpose behind that, and the purpose stems from all sorts of, you know, research, you know, social, cultural, you know, bearings, I would say. And all these things will feed into the creation of the movement, the creation of us being in that little space, the theatre.
Mm-hmm.
And most, you know, importantly, how we, you know, give the audience something in many ways. So I think that's one of the tools, I would say, choreographic tools, a narrative, you know, not just the movement, the music is very important, and basically
the props. We use a lot of props
in this dance, and I think basically how we ourselves as well, you know, interact with each other, that in turns, you know, hopefully diffuses into how we interact with the crowd. Yeah.
All right. So how did you go about discovering, choosing and killing your choreographic choices?
This is a very interesting process, yeah, because, you know, we talk about Kill Your Darlings, right? And we're basically making a play that kind of reflects, you know, our very own choreographic process throughout this entire period. I'll say, to put it in, you know, very simply, it's very hard to always try to find a way, like you said, you know, how to use a metaphorical form to depict another even more metaphorical idea. So in ways I can say that it's very hard for me to really determine, okay, what do I like, you know, how do I portray this on stage in a more artistic manner?
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to do that. But one thing I can say is that what I'm very clear of what I don't like and what I do not want to see on stage. And from that, you know, basic step, I would say, you start removing the things that you think, you know, I really want to throw this in, I really want to put this in, but you go, okay, you know, it doesn't really work, you know,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't really work. And, you know, as painful as it, you know, gets, you have to do that, you know, you have to take it out. So for me, yeah, very personally, I just go from what I don't like and what I've seen in my life, and I say, I don't really like this. If ever I get close to putting that on stage, you know, we have to go and say, you know, hey, like, Jason, like, you have to kill that, you know, sorry. Yeah.
And that's a painful process as well, isn't
it?
A lot of things we see on stage right now, it's very self-indulgent, so this
very
is
very personal.
So this is, I guess, a way of being so self-indulgent.
Exactly.
As well.
Basically.
And I think that's the point why we need collaborators.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we are third eye of each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we can discuss and we inspire each other. So we can talk about it, discuss about it, and we don't just only have our own opinion because we are blind sometimes.
Yeah, so a third person is, I think, for me, very, very, very essential in any sort of process at all. You know, it can be talking about, you know, artistic processes, it can talk about business processes. A third eye gives you something that you can never see, you know. You might have an idea of it, but the clarity of it, you know, is never as solid, you know. So we managed to get people to come and talk about this, you know, we discuss it with other people, you know, we explain, you know, our ideas to other people, and from that viewpoint, you get, oh, okay, I never really thought of that, did I?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. And as choreographers, what have you provided as access points for your audience?
Access point, like just we said, we mentioned, we use a lot of imagery in terms of props, the space, the lighting. And so we do not just merely do movements, which is abstract. Yeah, but we do movement, but movement that we can try to deliver some message in terms of the dynamic, all the flow, the relationship with your dance partner, and with the space, the props, everything in the dance, there is a message. So it's not only the movement itself.
I think in addition, like, although most of the stuff that we do, you know, like I said, if it's in a dance form, it's metaphorical. And we do have basically what we call very, I would say, very obvious, you know, apparent movements of, for example, killing something, you know, from very subtle effects to, okay, I'm holding a knife and I'm going to stab it right in your throat, you know, the kind of thing. But I think access points can be much better defined, as in there are a lot of things. I think when you kill something, it involves a process. It involves a proper process. And it's not one particular moment. And what happens before and what happens after are easily as important to that one, you know, very particular moment. Yeah. So I think things like from the very start of the play, and to the very end of the play, the music, you know, the lightings, you know, where we stand on stage, where we face, all these things can be utilized as access points, you know. Whether the audience gets it, whether they access it, is another question on its own. But, you know, we try our best to provide that platform, those access points. Music is another one of them that's very important, I think, to be able to transport them from where they are into something much more metaphorical, like I said, another world, you know, for example. So, yeah, it's always part of the process, yeah.
Okay, all right, excellent. So Kill Your Darling is a full-length dance performed by Jason Yap and Silver Yee that will be staged in the Black Box, KL Pack, this Saturday at 8:30pm and on Sunday at 3pm. It is the most inexpensive ticket price of RM 10 ringgit at the door, though, of course, you are allowed to offer more. So for those who are afraid of contemporary dance, the bar has been lowered to entice you to take a chance and be pleasantly delighted. Thank you so much to the both of you.
Thank you,
Julia. Thank you.
I've been speaking to Jason Yap and Silver Yee. They're both dancer choreographers of the dance performance called Kill Your Darlings. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.